the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Now, in this episode, we will be discussing quite a few things, really. But we're going to start off with sparring within pugilism, or BKB, bare knuckle boxing. The reason I want to start with this is because the obviously the original bare knuckle boxing art and pugilism was used as a sport and probably a self-defense art as well. Many people learned not to go in the ring, but to be able to defend themselves when just strolling around London or England of the time. And a huge part of learning to fight in that way is to use sparring. And when I say sparring, I just mean two people going up against each other and using their techniques and footwork and principles as best they can to defend and attack. Now, there's more than one kind of sparring. In fact, there's quite a few types of sparring. But the one we're talking about today is just one man against one man, or one woman against one man, or one woman against one woman, whatever. And going toe-to-toe and fighting. Obviously, in a sparring situation, it's not a blood and snot fight where anything goes. It's a sparring match to learn and increase your skill in the art you're learning. Now, of course, before you spar, there's a lot of things you need to do, a lot of training you need to do. Obviously, you need to get your fitness up. You need to get quite a bit of body conditioning done. You need to do bag work. You need to drill. You know, you need to do a lot of things to get yourself in the right condition to spar in the first place. And that's exactly the way we do it in our club at Boreham Wood. We make sure the person is ready before they step into a sparring situation. Otherwise, bad things can happen. Now, I've never really had any real injuries at my club, even though we don't use armour when we use weapons. When we do sparring unarmed, I will allow people to wear gloves and head guards, but generally not much more than that, because I think by the time you're in a sparring situation and you've trained, your body should be able to take reasonably hard hits without you worrying about it. I mean, a lot changes during the sparring situation. Guards change from one to another. Distances change very, very quickly. Hits come in from all different angles. It depends on whether you're doing a hands-only sparring session, you know, or an all-in sparring session. And, you know, things can get real pretty quick. And really, that's what we want, because we want to make it as real as we can to what would happen in a real altercation. Obviously, it's a scenario where you're going on for rounds or for long distances, time sparring, moving, learning, whereas a street fight doesn't take long. I mean, having worked in that arena for quite a while, I mean, they can be going for seconds. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen one last more than, I don't know, 25, 20 seconds before they stop and walk away, and maybe they'll go again for another 20 seconds and then they'll just walk away. I mean, the only bad ones are where weapons are involved and someone goes in, tries to fight someone, and they get cut up, you know. And so you have to really train. You have to be conditioned. Your body has to be conditioned to be able to take blows and kicks and things like that. And that's the normal kind of sparring you'll do. Now, one-on-one, nice distances in the hall so that you can move where you want. There's also other kinds of sparring which are good, where you can have your back up against the wall and somebody just comes in and just throwing, boom, 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 you know, one combinations, and you have to fight back and get off of the wall, you know, very quickly, and you need to do it quickly. You can't stand there exchanging blows because your back's against the wall and you haven't got the power you need. So, yeah, that's another kind of sparring. And another kind of sparring is where you stand within distance and you're not allowed to move your feet. You just hit, bang, bang, bang. You're just slugging at each other. And, you know, it gets you used to being hit so that the fear goes out of you for being hit. And there are many other types of sparring within the unarmed arts, especially the English unarmed arts. A lot of people within pugilism are hung up on how people in the old manuals hold their guard or have their feet. You know, but during the sparring session or a fight or whatever, for a second you'll hold a stance, if you hold a stance at all. I mean, obviously your guard can stay up, but it will change because distances change really, really quickly. So don't get hung up on books and what this person says and what that person says. Just make sure that the teacher you go to, especially when he puts you in a sparring situation, knows what he's doing. You know, research the teachers. Don't worry about them being on Facebook or YouTube or nothing. Research them so that you know what their background is, not what they're doing now. So, you know, you've got a good idea of what you're walking into before you walk into it. And especially, don't take any notice of talking head videos. Anyone can talk themselves into being an expert at something. It doesn't mean they are. I mean, there are so many fakes and people around that try and convince you that they are the bee's knees of this martial art and that martial art. And they I don't know, review weapons and review loads and loads of things. But, you know, you've got to take all that with a pinch of salt. Okay? You've got to research properly and you've got to go to their gyms to find out if they actually know what they're talking about. Now, when we first go to a club that teaches European martial arts, what should we expect? Should we expect to be treated the same way as someone who walks into an Asian martial arts class? Should be treated? Well, yeah, of course, because it's a martial art, the same as, or should be taught as. Of course, we should be welcomed friendly. The teacher shouldn't be aloof. He should be as friendly as every other student. He should be there talking to you, you know, making you feel at home. And above all, the teacher should spar. He should always spar with his students because they need to know that the teacher is like them. You know, he's not aloof and some kind of person that wants to sit up on a throne and look down on his students and say, no, this is good, this is bad. No, that's not it. Okay, that is not how your teachers should behave. Okay, so make sure that the teacher is a nice, friendly bloke, knows what he's doing, gets stuck in with you, and you know, and you'll probably find a good club to go to. The thing to do is persevere, train hard, and train properly, train smart. Do what the teacher says, you know, don't do what you think is right. Just follow the instructions and make sure that you train how your teacher says. And don't just train at the club, train outside as well. You know, put a couple of hours a week aside, away from training at the club, for you to do, to concentrate on the things you feel you're weak on. Or ask your teacher and they say, yeah, yeah, that bit's brilliant, but that bit's real bad. So work on that. You know, make sure the teacher's good. You know, he tells you, he's down to earth and he tells you to your face exactly what he thinks rather than skirting around and saying, oh, well, you know, this might be good for you to do. Just tell him. You know, just ask the teacher, just tell me, say. You know, you've got to have a relationship, a really, really good relationship with your teacher. Otherwise, there's no point going and there's no point learning. You know, he's got to have a laugh with you. During training, you know, you can crack jokes and have a laugh. And, you know, it creates a good atmosphere. And, you know, and then when it does come to a sparring situation, everybody feels comfortable. Everyone knows that their partner's not out to hurt them and that they're to learn the same as you are. You know, there's no way you're going to get hurt except, you know, the usual bumps and bruises, you know, maybe a bloody nose, you know, maybe you might see bells every now and then or little birds flying around the top of your head, but you get clocked with a good one. You may get kicked in the gut and it may make you want to puke, but, you know, that's the normal stuff in sparring and training. And you should go along on nights they have sparring, you know, watch them, see how they go, see how the teacher reacts and teaches to these students. That's going to be a good indicator of whether they know what they're doing or not. Even if you don't know what you're doing, you can usually use your brain to see that these people are professional or they're not. Now, If you're going into European martial arts to learn how to use weapons, then it's a different thing to learning unarmed arts. I think the majority of people want to learn how to use a longsword rather than the, I don't know, the massive arsenal that European martial arts has when it comes to weapons. Now, in my club, I love pole arms, saxes, swords, everything, but I don't teach. Well, I do, and I don't. I mean, because I don't like the longsword. Okay, I don't know. I prefer quarterstaff or the billock or something like that over that. And I like to teach single-hand sword, single sword and dagger, sword and buckler, that kind of thing. So, you know, if you're coming to my club, you won't be learning longsword. You'll be learning everything but. And, but the thing is, you have an absolutely complete rounded education in the martial arts, because you'll be learning unarmed, long pole arms, medium sized weapons, short weapons. You know, you'll be taught to fight standing up, you'll be taught to fight. If you lose your weapon, you can go straight in and fight. Obviously, if the other person's still got their weapon, you don't want to be trying to grapple too much, because they'll probably kill you. But, you know, you'll get a complete rounded education as a fighter and a martial artist. I mean, all our instructors within the English martial arts, under the tutelage of Mr. Terry Brown, will give you a complete rounded education in the martial arts, a complete system, a complete curriculum, you know, and that's how we operate, really. You'll even get an education on how the human body works, the weak points, where things are in the human body, where to go for in the human body when you're unarmed and armed. You know, you get a complete education, for the simple reason is that's the way a martial art should be taught and was taught throughout the ages. You know, there's no point just having a bit of this and a bit of that and then another bit of this, unless the teacher is good enough to fuse it all together to make it a complete system. Otherwise, you're just training in, you know, bits and pieces. It's a mishmash. And really, you should look for a teacher, a well-rounded teacher that offers a well-rounded martial art training. Anyway, that's my rant for now. And hopefully, you'll tune in for the next one. And thank you for listening to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
Listen to us, 'cause we listen to you.